This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, June 14th, 2024. I'm Mark Boulanger.
The people in Hong Kong can no longer speak out openly against the oppression. It is therefore very important for the people from outside to speak out for them.
Christopher Su Tat Mung is the executive director of the Hong Kong Labour Rights Monitor. He is living in exile in the UK because the Hong Kong Security Police have charged him with violating the territory's draconian national security law. The police have offered a $1 million Hong Kong dollar bounty on Mr. Mung and seven other Hong Kong activists who have fled the city. The police say that Mr. Mung is wanted on a charge of incitement to secession because he participated in a conference held by an organization outside Hong Kong. The organization is believed to be the French Democratic Confederation of Labour, the CFDT. I reached Mr. Mung at his home in London. In the interview, he mentions the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national union centers such as the Ghana Trade Union Congress and the Canadian Labour Congress. Mr. Mung, after the 2020 Hong Kong Legislative Council election, many trade unionists were arrested. Tell us who some of them were.
The trade unions in Hong Kong have been facing an intensive attack. 13 unionists in total were arrested, and more than 270 trade unions were forced to disband under the right terrorists. In the case of the parliamentary election for the Legislative Council, 47 people, including two unionists, were charged on the accusation of conspiracy of subversion state power. These two unionists are Carol Ng, the former chairperson of the Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions, and Winnie Yu, the former chairperson of the Hong Kong Hospital Authority's Employee Alliance. They both were prominent women leaders in the Hong Kong labor movement. For a long time, Carol Ng was committed to the campaigns against employment discrimination and union busting in aviation industries. Winnie Yu once led the largest health worker strike in Hong Kong history, with 9,000 people for health and safety at the beginning of the pandemic. They both represent the workers' voice essentially in the primary election. Carol Ng was the candidate of the Labour Party. Winnie Yu was in the constituency of the profession her union belonged to. Since the charge began, the court denied Carol Ng's application for bail, because she was involved into the international labor movement, which was regarded as potentially a threat to national security. Winnie Yu was once granted bail, but remanded again after her release, as she continued to criticize how the authorities handled the new pandemic outbreak. Until now, Carol Ng has been remanded for more than 1,000 days, and Winnie Yu for more than 900 days before any sentence is given.
Some of the unionists were in court 2 weeks ago. Tell us what happened there.
2 weeks ago, the court concluded the over 100-day trial. All the defendants, including these two unionists, were found guilty except two. The state's designated judges conducted the trial without a jury. According to the judgment, the defendants committed illegal means to subvert the state power as they planned to oppose government budget after being elected. The judgment is completely contradictory to the rights of the legislator enshrined in the basic law. That was the political persecution of the people fighting for democracy under the authoritarian state. After the conviction, the dates for the defendants' mitigation have been scheduled for July and August this year. The the court would not give the sentence until then.
I have heard it said that the top court in Hong Kong is independent. What do you say to that?
I think the court has been heavily influenced by the Chinese government now. What we have seen, the trial being conducted by the designated judge, is unfair. And then I think that is no more independent judiciary in Hong Kong under the heavy influence of the Chinese government. All the judge conducting the trial against national security law have been assigned by the chief executive of the government. And the trial has been conducted without a jury. Also, the defendants have been exploited their right to bail. So that is absolutely contradictory to the common law principle we have following previously under our administration.
What can unionists around the world do to help?
Under the political threat, the people in Hong Kong can no longer speak out openly against suppression. It is therefore very important for the people from outside to speak out for them. We should let the Hong Kong unionists in prison know that they will never be forgotten. It was very encouraging that ITUC has issued a strong statement in response to the primary election case shortly after the court conviction. Trade unions around the world should condemn the Hong Kong authorities and the Chinese government for their suppression of fundamental human rights and trade union rights in Hong Kong. You could issue a statement, pass a resolution, or organize a solidarity action concerning this case. Every action counts. Warn the Chinese government that the international labor movement is still closely watching the situation in Hong Kong. Furthermore, the Chinese government has been launching a smear campaign to stigmatize the independent labor movement as an anti-China force, and the imprisoned unionists as criminals. It would be very helpful if the unions overseas could circulate our reports among your members and tell them the truth behind the propaganda of the Chinese government. You can find out more information about our campaign through our social media and website.
You can find more information about the situation for unionists in Hong Kong at hklaborrights.org. And that's it, international labor news you can use. You can listen to our news reports and features at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.